Chapter 9. Emil's Mother Goes to the City. The next morning, Mrs. Fisher's neighbour, Mrs. Martin, rang her doorbell.
"How are you, Mrs. Fisher?" she asked.
"I'm worried about my son," Mrs. Fisher replied. "He hasn't written to me since he went to the city. I'm watching for the postman all the time."
"Well, now you can stop worrying, my dear," said Mrs. Martin. "I came to tell you that he's fine. He sends his love."
"Where is he? How do you know?"
"He's very well. He's also famous. He caught a thief and was given a reward of £50.
You must go to the city on the next train." "But who told you all this?"
"Your sister's just phoned me. You must go and see them immediately."
Later that afternoon, Mrs. Fisher had another surprise. She was sitting on the train, and a man opposite her was reading a newspaper. Suddenly she saw something on the front page.
"That's my son!" she cried, pointing to a photograph of Emil.
The man put down the newspaper and looked up in surprise.
"Really?" he said. "So you're Emil Fisher's mother? I'm sure you're very proud of him. Here, you can read the story."
And he gave her the newspaper.
"Country boy acts as detective," she read. 100 children follow a thief."
Then came Emil's story. Mrs. Fisher read every word carefully. When she finished, she felt very proud of her son. So she read the story again, 7 times. Emil was waiting for her at East Station.
"Isn't it wonderful?" he said. "And do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy a new coat for you and a football for me."
His mother smiled.
"That's very nice, dear, but I've got a better idea. We'll put most of the money in the bank and save it. When you're older, it will be very useful to you."
"Well, okay," said Emil, "but you'll still have your coat. And now I'd like you to meet my friends."
"Where are they?"
"At grandmother's house. Aunt has made one of her apple cakes, and we've asked all the boys to a tea party. They're there now, making a lot of noise."
And it was noisy when they arrived. All Emil's new friends were there. Paul, the captain, Gerald, Walter, Robert, Tony, John, Little Tuesday and the others. There weren't enough chairs for everyone. Polly was running from one table to another with a big pot of tea. Everyone was eating apple cake. The old grandmother was laughing happily. Emil's mother thanked the boys for helping her son. Suddenly, the old grandmother stood up.
"Now, listen to me, boys," she began.
There was silence.
"I'm not going to tell you how wonderful you are," she said. "It isn't a good idea to be too proud of yourselves. It's true that you caught a thief. But there's one boy here who wanted to follow Mr. Green with the rest of you. He wanted to go after him in a taxi, and dress in a lift boy's clothes, and watch him secretly. But he didn't. He did what you told him to do. He stayed at home by the telephone and helped in that way."
Everyone looked at Little Tuesday.
"Yes, I'm talking about Little Tuesday," the grandmother continued. "He stayed by the telephone for 2 days. It was a boring job, but he did it well. Now, let's all stand up and thank Little Tuesday."
And that is exactly what everyone did. The party ended, and all the boys went home. But first they promised to meet again before Emil went back to Newton. The family sat and talked about Emil's adventure.
"Well," said Emil, "I've learnt one lesson. You can't believe everything that strangers tell you."
"And I've learnt something too," said his mother.
It's not a good idea for boys to travel alone." Emil's grandmother didn't agree. "You're wrong, dear," she said. "You're wrong."
"Perhaps," said Emil's mother, "but isn't there a lesson that we can learn from this?"
The old lady smiled.
"Yes, there is," she said. "Life is difficult sometimes, but there are many kind people in the world."
She turned to Emil.
"And a true friend comes when you need help."